Are you ready?
Hey friends, something just happened. I was working on a video for you today, and then I thought I'd better check on Catherine. You see, I'm home alone right now. Janelle's out with the kids. Catherine was supposed to be sleeping. So after half an hour of work, I go up into your bedroom. Except when I went upstairs, you weren't napping, were you? No. She was crying. And she was crying hysterically. And so that's where I felt like a really bad parent. I failed. I didn't check on her for 30 minutes. And so I pick her up. And Catherine, how are you feeling at that point? How are you feeling? Why don't you tell everyone? How are you feeling? Yeah, that means she was very afraid. Because when I picked her up, her little body was trembling with fear. And so I picked you up. And I pulled you into myself, right? And I kissed you. And what happened? All that trembling went away. And she became a happy little girl. And we as parents know this. When our kids are hurt, when our kids are in pain, when our kids are afraid, what do they need? They usually just need to be held. And when they're held and they experience love, their whole world changes and they get happy. They find peace. And it usually works better when mom holds them. But today mom's not around, so she has to settle for dad. But I'm just reminded, that's what we need to do as children of God. When we're hurt, when we're in pain, what do we need to do? We need to allow ourselves to be embraced by our Heavenly Father. We need to start acting like a child of God. Instead, what we do is we act like orphans. And we cry in our cribs. We cry in our situations like there is no God. And that is probably the biggest problem in the Christian life. We act as though God doesn't love us. And that causes us more distress. How often in life do we feel afraid? We're worried. We're anxious about so many different things. We forget to act like a child of God. And how does a child of God act? That's right. He goes to his Heavenly Father, and allows himself to be embraced through prayer. That's how a child of God acts. A child of God prays. It's an act of faith. And when we pray, what happens? We rest in the love of God. And then he takes away our fear. Why? Because perfect love casts out all fear. So my question to you is, are you afraid right now? Are you worried? Are you anxious about things in life, about the future, the uncertainty about COVID, the pandemic, the pressure maybe to get the jab? Maybe you're experiencing lockdowns, isolated from others, not sure what the future holds. I think what we can agree upon is that we've experienced a heightened level of uncertainty and anxiety in some way in life during this last year and a half. So here's a question. When's the last time you prayed? That you allowed yourself to be embraced by your Heavenly Father, to allow His perfect love to cast out all fear. And I think today I've learned a lesson. I need to go back to my Heavenly Father and act like a child of God so that He can embrace me. Right, Catherine? Yeah, that means yes. Friends, thank you so much for watching, and a special thank you to our Patreon team. You allow us to keep all our videos free for the world. We appreciate you so much. We cannot do this ministry without you, so thank you. And just in case our channel gets shut down by YouTube, head over to CatholicSpeaker.com and join Catholic Minute. That way you will receive all new videos by email, no matter where they are uploaded on the internet. God bless you guys.